Welcome or welcome back to Subtle Rampage Podcast, where we discuss the things that I feel like discussing. Sometimes those are things of a political nature, sometimes they're things of a cultural nature. Usually it's kind of both. I'm your host, Adelia Kirchner, and today, y'all, we're gonna be talking about Disney. But not any of the new Disney controversy, not any of the stuff you keep hearing about. Well, actually, this might be something you keep hearing about, but it's not one of the big news stories, okay? It's just a random little sub-rant of my own. But it's just more of a repeat scenario of yet another actor or actress, whatever you want to call them, in the Hollywood circle, in the acting business, in the entertainment industry, another person who has actually stood up for their conservative values instead of hiding them in the deep dark insides of their being so that they don't get canceled. So we are going to talk about one of the actresses from Disney's old sitcom, Good Luck Charlie. Let's get into it.
Warning, the following program contains critical thinking, honest opinions, viewpoints on culture that may seem conservative, and a positive view on absolute detestable things such as marriage and children. Listener discretion is advised.
All right, so for those of you who do not know what Good Luck Charlie is, I'm not really going to explain it to you that much because I'm going to be honest, I haven't gone back and rewatched it. It's not really one of the shows from my childhood that I go back for a nostalgia watch on. I save my nostalgia watches for Sweet Life on Deck, Wizards of Waverly Place, Gilmore Girls. It's not really, Good Luck Charlie's not really on that list for me personally. But if you don't know what it is, it was pretty much a Disney sitcom that ran when I was like in middle school, I think, or at least that's when I watched it on Netflix. And the family that the show centers around is a larger family. And I do remember thinking that it was so cool that they had so many kids in their house, just like I had so many kids in mine because I was the oldest of seven children. Well, I am the oldest of seven children, but so I just remember thinking like the craziness of having a family that big was on point, even if the storylines are very Disney sitcom-ish and maybe not all really applicable to real life, you know? I just was like, yeah, no, that is how insane it can be with that many kids in a household. That is how insane it can be. And it was just kind of cool to see because I hadn't seen a TV show that was like that at that point in my life. I don't even know if I've seen one since that I really got the same vibe from, where it was like just all positive, like look, like it's not like a bad thing to have a bigger family, like it's not like the worst thing in the world. But I think Disney has done another like sitcom or whatever of like a bigger family. I don't remember what it was called. I think my siblings watched it for a little bit, but I never did because I was like past that point in life where I was watching Disney shows. But yeah, anyways, so the actress who plays the mom on Good Luck Charlie, Lee Allen Baker, she has done a lot of other Disney stuff. She's probably done a lot of non-Disney stuff too. I mean, she, I think, looks to be about in her 40s. I don't know. I didn't check. Obviously this is where you should come for all your information because, I'm always incredibly thorough. I try to be on this more serious stuff, but this is stuff you can just Google. So I will leave that up to you if you even care. But Lee Allen Baker, she is a conservative, you guys. In fact, she is a conservative Christian. And I realized this sometime last year. So I'm sure that I'm kind of behind on figuring that out. Clearly, if you go on her social media, there's a lot of people who realize that several years ago, and have been following her ever since, or were following her before they knew that, and, you know, just stuck around. But, you know, there's a lot of people who obviously already knew that she's conservative, that she's Christian, so this isn't, like, you know, breaking news. But then again, I don't claim to be breaking news, because I'm just one person. I'm just a girl. I don't know what I'm doing half the time. But anyways, so I realized a while back when I saw a video pop up in my feed of her talking about like some bill that had been passed or whatever, that she was right leaning politically. And I was like, OK, I had no idea. that's kind of cool. And then I just kind of moved on and forgot about it because honestly, I make a point of not really following that many like personalities or like influencers, or, like celebrities, musicians, etc. on my Instagram or like Facebook or anything like that, because one, I don't need to be on social media that much. Two, often the people whose work I like music, etc., like I don't really care for the politics of the people behind it. So I don't tend to follow the actual people. I just follow their work. So that's another reason. And then the third reason is I don't really like having my feed cluttered up with people that I don't know. Like I already don't see, because of the algorithm, I already don't see most of the people I know what they're actually posting, even though I want to. And so if I start following a bunch of like celebrities and stuff, then I definitely like don't see that much of what the people I know in real life are posting. And so it just kind of like floods my feed and I don't like it that much. So I usually don't follow people just because they're like an influencer or whatever. So when I saw that video or whatever, I was like, okay, cool. But I didn't like go follow Leanne Baker, Leanne. If I keep calling her Leanne, my bad. It's Lee Allen Baker. maybe I'll get it right at some point. But anyways, where does this start? I'm trying to find where this story actually starts, you guys, in my little notes. Okay. All right. So the other day, you guys, I was scrolling through my, like, I think it was like my YouTube shorts feed or something. I don't know. Wasting time, as I should totally be doing, because I totally have time to do that. But I saw this like little clip of a Good Luck Charlie cast reunion. I don't know when this reunion took place. I don't know if it was this year or last year or 2 years ago or whatever, because I literally don't care. But it was just a little clip of the actor who played the dad on Good Luck Charlie, and then two of the actors who played two of the kids on Good Luck Charlie. And then I was just like, okay, well, that's kind of cool to see how the kids have grown up and stuff. And then I go to the comment section, right? And one of the first comments I see is somebody asking, where's Amy Duncan, the character that Lee Allen Baker played on Good Luck Charlie? She's like, where's Amy Duncan? And then I hit the like show replies button, and I'm seeing all these comments answering where's Amy Duncan, with people saying she wasn't invited because she's crazy, or like she's not there because she's an anti-masker, or she's not there because she's anti-vax, or like all this stuff, like pretty much like a lot of people were calling her insane and whatever, and saying that that was the reason that she wasn't like invited to this reunion, or that she wasn't at the reunion or something. And I don't think that's true. Not that I did any research into it, but like that, I do know that that cast has had a lot of reunions over the years. And I think they've had reunions within the last couple of years that Lee Allen Baker has gone to. I am fairly certain. I could be wrong. This could be like a whole thing that I am unaware of, but I don't think that's the case. So whatever. Anyways, seeing this little clip and then seeing the comments about her being an insane anti-masker, anti-vax person, whatever, I was like, you know what? Let me go look at her Instagram again. So I pull up her Instagram, okay? And the amount of people that feel the need, like, I should know because I get comments on my stuff and I'm not even that big. But the amount of people that will, like, comment on things that they dislike just to be like, I don't like this, or just to like give hate or whatever. It's like, why? Like, I don't know. When I'm scrolling through social media or I'm on YouTube or whatever it is, and I see something that I don't like, or I watch a video of somebody saying something insane that I disagree with politically or spiritually or whatever it is, right? My first thought is not to comment on it and like ruin their day, or comment on it and start a fight, or even comment on it at all. Like, if I see something that I don't like or that I disagree with online, I'm like, huh. And I either keep scrolling, screen record it and send it to my best friend, save it so that I can come back to it later and do a podcast on it. Or I just say, hey, so-and-so, like whoever's next to me, did you see this? And then I move on with my life. Okay, I don't think I have ever commented on something with, like, anything negative to say. Like, I hardly comment on the things that I like. Why would I spend the energy commenting on the things that I don't like? I don't understand that. So yeah. Anyways, little rant over, moving on. So I go on Lee Allen Baker's Instagram just to kind of see what the vibe is, to see what she's saying, see what people are saying back to her. And granted, I will acknowledge that the majority of the comments and interaction that she gets with her posts, like as long as nothing's being deleted, the majority of it is positive. The majority of it does seem to be people who are following her and like support her belief system. But there are a decent amount of people who clearly are either coming across her stuff in the Explore feed or are just literally following all her posts to, you know, hate on her belief system, right? But just to start us off, okay, we have a post here from August of 2021. She posted a screenshot of an article that was published. It says, "Can't cancel me twice. Former Disney Channel star Lee Allen Baker slammed critics on Tuesday after going on an anti-mask tirade at a Tennessee school board meeting." By the way, for those of you who don't know, she lives in Tennessee near Nashville. So, you know, you might just see her grabbing a cup of coffee one day. Who knows? I don't, because I don't live there. But but anyways, yeah, so she clearly, at least in 2021, was active in all this stuff, you know, going to school board meetings in her county when they were trying to mandate that all these kids in K-12 schools wear masks, no matter what their parents think, no matter what they think. It was, you know, they were trying to mandate that they wear masks all day, every day during the school year, which is absolutely insane. But, you know, and all the more insane now that we're at a point in time where everybody has the resources to know better. Like, the fact that people will still back up the argument that mandates were necessary is crazy to me. But yeah, so anyways, and then there's another post. I believe this one was, I think this one was still late 2021. I did not screenshot the date. Good job, me. But anyways, she goes on a, like, she went on a little rant about the whole, like, schools mandating that children wear masks and was pretty much just like, this is ridiculous. This is insane. Y'all realize that it's not, it shouldn't be up to me to control what your kids do. It shouldn't be up to you to control what my kids do. They should be able to not wear a mask if I say that they don't have to wear a mask, type of thing. And she captioned this saying, "Fresh air is a basic human right." And the comments are so special. Granted, like I said, the majority of her comments across her feed are mostly positive and people who support her, but some of them are, you know, very clearly controversial posts. So we have somebody that said, "It's not common sense when your children are getting other children sick and spreading it to others who could potentially get sick and die from the virus. Stop being selfish." Somebody said, "Hey girly, I hope you also think food and housing is a human right. I hope you are going to advocate to fix that also, because people are actually dying from that. Okay, girl boss, let's do this," with two fist bumps, like bumping into each other, and a little peace sign. I love, okay, like, I know that it's, like, annoying at this point because it is the left mainly who does it, but I love the, I've gotten to the point, you know, okay, sorry, you know how sometimes, like, you start saying, like, a term ironically, and then next thing you know, it's, like, one of the most used words in your vocabulary, i.e., I have been saying slay recently, like, too much. Too much. And I told myself the first time I heard that term that that would not be a part of my vocabulary. Unfortunately, I started saying it ironically and now I say it all the time. It's a problem. It needs to stop. But, you know, so it's kind of a situation like that, okay, with this whole thing that, like, people on the left do when they type comments on people on the right's posts online, where they'll, like, say something in, like, a very condescending tone, and then they'll put, like, the little emoji with the hearts around it, or, like, the little, like, pink hearts, or, like, you know, something like, yes, like it's very sarcastic support. And that's obviously what that second comment there was doing. I, with the, "Okay, girl boss, let's do this," with a little fist bumps. And I honestly, I like responding to people's comments like that now. I did it a couple times, ironically, and now I actually understand why people you know, do that. I try not to be condescending when I do it, but like, you know, when I do it as a joke. I don't know why these people are so condescending instead of just moving on and not commenting. But anyways, so I do find that approach kind of funny. That's not the point. Anyways, more comments. Somebody said Amy Duncan could never, and this is another reoccurring thing in her comment section, is that people will be like, well, Amy Duncan doesn't believe what you believe, clearly, or, you know, like, Amy Duncan would never be a conservative. Like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, Amy Duncan is a character on a TV show. You think that this woman is Amy Duncan? Like, what is actually wrong with you? It's like, if you go through any, like, popular, like, TV show actors' social media feed, the amount of people calling this, like, real-life person the character's name is insane to me. I'm like, do you have no, like, concept of what is real and what is a story? Like, I don't know. Like, I know some actors are bothered by being called their characters' names. Some aren't. Some, like, just fully embrace it. But it, to me, it's just weird. It's just weird. Like, it's just weird. If you're, like, literally commenting on an actor's post and you're talking to them, but you're using their character's name, it's weird. It's weird, is it not? Okay, more comments on Lee's post. Somebody said, let's see you fight for women's rights like this. I think she is fighting for women's rights by fighting for the rights of everybody, because we kind of have equal rights, you guys. We kind of do. So she is fighting for women's rights because she's fighting for everybody's rights when she says no mandates, guys. Somebody said, again, same strain, how do you feel about abortion? And then, of course, we have the physical appearance attacks. You did not age. I can talk. You did not age like fine wine, babe. Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff like that because people are mean and cannot actually give you a cohesive argument to respond to, they have to attack your physical appearance. Somebody said, imagine having faced so little adversity in life that you view wearing a piece of cloth to prevent extra spreading as equivalent to a crisis. People like that must have lived a life of relative ease if this is what triggers them, lol. I think that you must have lived a life of relevant ease to group everybody into one category, because last time I checked, there's a lot of people who have not lived lives of relative ease that are conservative. So I don't understand that, because I have not personally lived a life of relative ease. And I probably agree with most of what Lee Allen Baker says on her social media. Not all of it, but most of it. So I don't really understand that comment. I think that is a very privileged comment, if I do say so myself, my good sir. Yeah, somebody was like, the vaccine is FDA approved. Let's just do it and put this entire situation behind us like we did with polio and AIDS and literally every other disease we have vaccines for. Yeah, except for those were actual vaccines. The newer vaccine for the newer thing that was spreading around a couple years ago and is going to keep spreading around for the rest of our lives, that thing, the vaccine for that, is not a vaccine according to the old definition of a vaccine. It's only a vaccine according to the new definition of a vaccine, which is not made to give people immunity. So it will not help the spreading stop. So if people were less gullible, we would not even have to argue about that, but whatever. But yeah, again, like I said, there's a lot of people saying, yes, thank you for standing up. I'm not wearing a mask. It doesn't do nothing. No thanks, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, that's nice that there's so many people that, you know, obviously found Lee's account and, like, found somebody to give them sanity and to stand up. So that's cool. Anyways, the most recent post, I think, on her social media was a picture of her dressing up for Halloween, which is why I said that, you know, I probably agree with most of what's on her social media, because I'm kind of like, I'm not really feeling Halloween, you guys, as a Christian. Not really feeling it. I know it's a controversial take for some of y'all, but no, it's questionable. Anyways, for Halloween, Lee dressed up like Amy Duncan, her character from Good Luck Charlie. And a lot of people were like, yes, queen, go. Yes, we've been waiting for this. But then there were people who were like, what did they say? Oh, yeah. Somebody said, too bad Amy Duncan would never act or believe the things you do. And then Lee responds and says, Amy Duncan would hopefully read the package insert and ingredients and know what I know. So we love a good comeback queen. Yes. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm sorry. I think I spent too much time around my Gen Z brothers. I know I am Gen Z, but it's like that little section of Gen Z that's kind of like on the very edge of it. So, like, I didn't grow up the same way that the younger Gen Zers did, but it's like their vocabulary infiltrates. I can't do anything about it. I'm sorry. But yeah. Let's see. Oh, this comment I thought was interesting. It doesn't really have anything to do with what Lee posts on her social media, but somebody commented underneath the mask mandate rant and said, just had my first day of senior year this past Thursday. And we have a teacher that will be docking our grades if masks are below our noses. And I know some of y'all out there who did not have children in school during all of this, or were not in school yourselves during all this, would say, that's not allowed. That shouldn't be allowed. What? Grades should be based off of academic achievement and the effort you put in, not your politics or your beliefs or your decision on whether or not to wear a mask or get vaccinated. Well, you know, I think there's a lot of teachers out there who don't really care about the ethics of it, because when I tried to go to a Christian university, last year, one of my professors had a, like, when they pressed publish on the Canvas, like, you know, the online part of our class, there was an assignment up that was, it said extra credit, and I click on it, and it was if you upload your vaccine card to prove that you got the COVID-19 vaccine, then you could get extra credit. You could get, like, 10 points of extra credit or something like that. And I was like, what? Sorry, what? So like that was a thing. And I don't know, people are tripping. People are tripping for thinking that that I'm not going to keep bringing this up, because I think that if you had the audacity to do that as a professor, maybe you shouldn't be teaching. Because that's insane. Like, I feel like that violates the integrity of your teaching to, you know, bring politics into it, bring medical stuff into it. Be like, if you go get your vaccine, it's the same thing as if you go get your flu shot, you get extra credit. I'm like, what does that have to do with me taking your class and doing good in your class? That should not be extra credit. That is not the same thing as, hey, go see this movie that relates to our discussion topic and I'll give you extra credit if you can write a summary on it. Like, what am I, there wasn't even, hey, write a summary on how it was, what it was like to get your COVID-19 vaccine. Even if there was, okay, that's not appropriate to give that as an option for extra credit. It's just not. But, yeah, so clearly I was not the only one who experienced that. Anyways, the next post of Lee's is just a Bible verse, Psalms 34, 4 through 5, posted over a picture of her face. The caption reads, fear not, make courage contagious, make bold beautiful. Somebody comments and says, now this is the top comment, you guys, the top one, okay? It says, courage needs to have logic and boldness needs to be intelligent. I'm on board. What does the rest of the comment say? Oh, okay. It says, in 2023, being a denialist, not believing in viruses because you can't see them, and distorting the word of God and using it as a shield when that is not God's message is something that doesn't make sense. Everyone needs to have their faith, but have a common awareness of where our voice reaches and how many people can be influenced by what we say. I hope you are well and that you never experience moments or losses because you are a non-believer when it comes to quarantine. First of all, I think they mean isolation. Or maybe they do mean quarantine. Two different things, by the way. We established that in the interview I did with Dr. Michael J. Schwartz. You can check that out on my channel, on the podcast, you know, all good stuff. I recommend it. But anyways, Lee responds to this person and says, "I am not afraid. I am so sorry that you are." And the person responds back to her and says, "I hope you never have a bad time to understand that this is not a matter of choice, but of health." Well, actually, it is a matter of choice in this particular scenario. But the thing is that, like, if we're talking about the thing that was spreading around and will be spreading around for the rest of our lives, you know, that thing. If we're talking about that, then we're on track here, right? Okay, it's not a matter of health necessarily, it's a matter of choice. But why is this the post that you're having this conversation on? She didn't even say anything about that specific topic, okay? It's just a Bible verse and a picture of her, and all she said was, "Fear not, make courage contagious, and make bold beautiful." What does that have to do with a virus? I don't know. People are confusing. Anyways, and then the last post that I'm gonna bring up today is one from August of this year. She says, it's just a picture of her. Just a nice little selfie, okay? Nice little unfiltered selfie. We love it. And she says, again, make courage contagious. And somebody responds, this is August of 2023, you guys. Somebody says, you know what else is extremely contagious? COVID, with the little heart eyes emojis. Okay, it's that little condescending leftist talk. That's what I was talking about before, okay? So they said, you know what else is extremely contagious? COVID. And Lee responds and says, and stupidity. And then the person responds back and says, Amy Duncan calling me stupid is not something I ever would have predicted for my life. You know, and then there's all sorts of other people responding underneath that, but who cares? And it's like, well, if you didn't want to be told that you were stupid, maybe you shouldn't have left a comment on somebody's post. Like, that's what I mean. I'm like, people will leave the nastiest things or the most condescending things, or like, just, they'll just hate on somebody online and expect only support. Or they'll expect an argument. They just won't expect to be like actually called out for their stupidity. But yeah, so anyways, that is that. Another repeat comment that I saw across a lot of these posts was people being like, this ruined my childhood, or all it took was this post to ruin my childhood, or like, my childhood is ruined, why did she have to be conservative, like stuff like that. And I just think, you guys, I just find it so interesting that Amy Duncan, okay, the character, okay, the person who plays the character of Amy Duncan, being conservative is all it takes to ruin some of these people's childhoods. That's all it takes? Because if all it takes to ruin your childhood is an actor in a sitcom disagreeing with you politically, my childhood has been ruined like 300, 400 times over, if not more. Like, what do you mean? This is insane. But yeah, so that's just something I wanted to bring up, you know, in case you guys are looking for somebody else to follow on social media, you know, you want to see more conservative representation in Hollywood, you know, not that her career has taken off in any crazy direction. I assume that is partially because of her political beliefs, and partially because, you know, she probably has other priorities in life at the moment if she is taking the time to go speak at school board meetings, which is good. I mean, that's probably more impactful than just spending all your time acting in a bunch of stuff. So anyways, I just wanted to bring that up because I discovered it and I thought it was interesting, and I wanted to rant about the comments because I was like, this is ridiculous. Is it not? Is it not ridiculous? Anyways, I was also working on stuff yesterday, and I had YouTube just, like, playing in the background because I, like I said, am the oldest of seven children and cannot focus without some sort of organized chaos playing in the background. So I was just, like, working and listening to random YouTube videos. It was on autoplay. And this random, like, commentary video started playing of this girl covering some, like, YouTube influencer drama. And I don't normally watch videos like this, like where it's like a deep dive on a particular influencer's drama, you know, that they got into. But it was just playing. And something that caught my attention was apparently some YouTubers slash podcasters that I used to keep up with like a lot in like middle school, early high school, mostly early high school, I think. apparently, when all of the virus stuff was ensuing, they were anti-vax. And that is why this particular girl that was in this video was like, I stopped supporting them. And I was like, well, if I had known that, I would have gone back to supporting them, because I stopped supporting them for a while because I outgrew their content. But if I had known they were anti-vax and they were talking on their podcast about what they thought and stuff, I would have been listening to their podcast. Might have made me feel less alone. Who knows? I don't know if anything she was saying was like true. I don't know if these people are even remotely conservative at all. I don't think they are. They live in LA. For those of you who are my age, maybe a little bit older, and you know who David Dobrik is, I'm talking about Zane and Heath from the Vlog Squad, the early days of the Vlog Squad. I don't know if any of them are still doing their thing with David Dobrik, because I stopped watching a long time ago, because at some point the content, like, I know it's supposed to be, like, embarrassing to admit at this point, because there's been a lot of controversy with these people, online and stuff, and like pretty much the verdict is that, you know, some of them are not good people, like, at all, which I don't find very shocking, to be honest. But anyways, I stopped watching before the controversy came out, because they started like adding new people into the vlogs, and like the content was getting more and more raunchy, and I was like, but I know it's embarrassing to admit, but I used to watch every single one of David Dobrik's vlogs. But I quit a while ago and I don't watch them anymore. So I don't know what exactly the controversy was. I don't know exactly what the drama was. Cause after this girl in this video started talking about how she quit watching and supporting Zane and Heath after they were like anti-vax or whatever, I turned off her video cause I didn't want to hear about it, but but yeah, so anyways, that was just a little tidbit that I discovered the other day as well, and I'm not going to do a whole episode on that, so I thought I'd bring it up. But yeah, I guess that's about it. What is our question for the week? That is a good question. That is a question you don't have to answer. I'll answer it. So my question for you guys out of all this, okay? Because personally, when all of the virus stuff started happening and we like things were locked down and mandated and blah, 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 blah. Okay. I personally was not really following anyone on social media, on YouTube, like anything like that, who was saying what I was thinking until I started listening to like Michael Knowles and the Daily Wire people and stuff. But like until I found them, I didn't really like, I wasn't already following any influencers or celebrities who believed what I believed. And so I didn't really think to go looking for that. Was there somebody that you were already following that turned out to be a conservative through all of this? Were there multiple people who gave you sanity during all of this COVID stuff, like through their online presence? And if so, who were they? Okay, let's support our fellow conservatives. Let's share some names here. I want to know who were you following? Who do you follow? Who gave you sanity during 2020, 2021, all of that stuff? But yeah, so that's going to be our question, I think. I think that's a good question. It's not that good of a question, but it's a good enough question. But yeah, that's about it, you guys. I'll be back next week with another episode of Subtle Rampage Podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Farewell.